You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Job 31, verse 7 and 8. If my step had turned out of the way, and my heart walked after my eyes, and if any plot had cleaved to my hands, then let me sow and let another eat. Yea, let my offspring be rooted out. You know, Job revealed something quite serious. He said that in that verse 7, if his heart had walked after his eyes. You see, brethren, God did not design our heart to walk after our eyes. Our eyes is not supposed to control our heart. In fact, it should be our heart controlling our eyes. Jesus said, if you look after a woman to lust after her, you have already committed adultery, which means that you are allowing your heart to follow your eyes. That's why many people can't walk into a shopping mall and simply pick the things they need. They will see, because their eyes see so many things, they allow their heart to begin to attach to those things. And so they will exhaust and spend money that they ought not to spend. Many people cannot save. As long as if they plan to spend $500 and you give them $500, you will think that they will have $500 extra. No, they are going to spend that $500. And by this, we are not necessarily saying that once you spend money, that something is definitely wrong with you. No, that's not the point. The point is that, does your heart walk after your eyes? Is your heart controlled and governed by the things we see? It's a serious problem, because the Bible says, the things that are in this world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So there's something that is called the lust of the eyes. When your heart is walking after your eyes, when it is your eyes that is leading your heart, whatever you see, you allow your heart to lust after it. The Bible says, lust not after her beauty in your heart. In other words, don't let your eyes and your heart work together, so to say. So if your eyes see something and it's beautiful, there is nothing wrong. Everything God created is beautiful. A woman is beautiful. It's not a breaking news that, oh, you are so beautiful. That's no news. How can God create something? Look at what the Bible said in Genesis chapter 2. It said, the rib he took, he made a woman. How can God make something and that thing not be beautiful? So as a woman, it's not a news that you are beautiful. You are created by God. And you are beautiful, right? And generally, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. But we must not allow your heart to lust after that beauty. This world is flashing so many things. The target is not your eyes. The target is your heart. But they know that many people, their gate to their heart is their eyes. And so they allow their heart to follow their eyes. So that's why they keep putting a lot of things on display. There are many things you've bought. When you sit down and analyze it, you will discover that you bought those things for your eyes. You didn't buy them because you actually need those things. So when you look at Job, he was now saying that if his eyes, or his heart rather, had walked after his eyes. See the way he puts it. He said, if my steps have turned from the way and my heart walk after my eyes. That's the way he described it. It was such a serious matter for him that his heart must not walk after his eyes. Be careful. It's not everything that you see that must generate a sensation in your heart. I pray that your heart will only be a seat of affection for Jesus Christ alone, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.